plagued a potential nugget.
Amit, I want to come back to where you started. You spoke about spending about 2.5 days on Bain Capital and the remaining 2.5 on social impact. Couple of questions. Talk to us about how the transition happened, you know, when you moved from 100% to 50%, if I may use the term loosely. And second is, how do you think about the non-Bain Capital time? And how do you think about impact? And how has that changed?
So I think that transition has somewhat happened gradually. Over a 15-year period or so, we've been gradually enhancing, by we, I mean Archana and I, have been gradually enhancing our exposure to the social sector. She, of course, made the transition first. She moved many years ago to the social sector full-time, first to Akanksha, then to Jai Vakil, which she now runs. You know, I started spending time on boards of not-for-profits. My first board was actually a not-for-profit, Akanksha. Then I joined the board of Give India. We started actually writing, you know, checks into the social sector pretty much, very much from the day of our marriage. And we always had a target of what percentage of our income we will donate every year. Gradually, we kept increasing it. You know, first it was single digit, then it became 10%, and then we kept increasing it every year. And then, you know, at some point of time in our life, we decided that we wanted to, you know, donate pretty much most of our income every year to the social sector, to causes we were really passionate about. And at that stage, when we got there, we realized that if we wanted to do that thoughtfully, then I needed to spend more time as well. I also looked around at some of the people who I really respected, and I realized that they were able to make a lot of impact with their time. People like Nachiket Mor, Venkat Krishna, and Ashish Dhawan, Pramod Sinha. So I decided that it made sense for me to do that. So I started spending a lot of my time alongside Bain Capital initially, and on weekends, etc. And then that began to cut into my personal time, and I didn't like that. So when we actually raised our last fund, I actually went to the firm and I said, look, I'd like to actually start spending more time. And the firm was kind enough to say that, you know, that they were okay with me moving to, you know, a part-time role, because the leadership in India was okay to take on day-to-day responsibility for the India office. So actually we officially put in our fund documents that I would spend half my time with the firm. And so in our last fund, that's what we did. That's when I actually said, rather than work out of the office, you know, I'll actually physically create space here and start building a team here as well to, you know, handle some of the projects, because our operations are now pretty large in scale. So now I actually operate, when I'm doing a Bain Capital work, I operate out of there. And when I do my non-Bain Capital work and I'm not traveling, I operate out of here. Our team actually sits out of here. You know, we have a lot of our meetings actually out of here.
Once again, while the external transition seems abrupt, the journey often is a longer one. It's interesting to hear Amit talk about a 15-year journey that he and his wife had over time and how their contribution towards philanthropy has increased over time. The other point I should mention here is that when confronted with the objective of spending more time on purposeful matters, people often take a drastic approach to the problem, which is to say, let me quit this place and find something else to do, something more purposeful to do. But some leaders like Amit are able to structure an arrangement where they avoid a drastic shift to a new world and keep it gradual. The key is for leaders to see if there's a solution space that involves a gradual move rather than a clean cut. The other reason I mention it is that in these situations, when people move too abruptly to a new canvas, sometimes they find it tiring and fatiguing, and the notion of spending time purposefully is romantic from the outside, but the reality is actually quite different from the inside. So dipping your toes gradually and getting comfortable without letting go of your current trajectory is often a pragmatic way of solving it and slowly immersing yourself in the social impact world. Thank you for listening. If you find the content purposeful and want to be updated whenever we upload new content, please sign up for the newsletter at playtopotential.com. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of content that is covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential Highlights from 2017. I've tried to capture the key takeaways from our various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines, from people such as Zia Modi, Nanda Nilekani, Vishy Anand, Vijay Amritraj, Rama Bijapurkar, Amish Tripathi, Vinita Bali and the like. For more, please visit playtopotential.com, where the content is organized by nuggets and they're tagged by themes so that you could get perspectives from multiple individuals on a topic you care about. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, or wherever else you get your podcast. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate the show and share a review. It will help others discover it.